This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. All right, Bill Barnwell and company at ESPN ranked the top position group, skill position guys in the NFL, 1 through 32. My guess is that the Commanders are at 13. I have not looked yet, so we'll see. We'll quickly run through the bottom. Let's go to 20, Anthony. I'm just going to scroll. To say everybody, if there's anything that we find interesting, let's get there.
What if the Commanders are there?
Then I guess we'll spend more time there. Okay. It's a great point. I don't think they'll be here, but we'll see. 32 is Tennessee, 31 Carolina. Man, that is rough. Tennessee is that bad. I didn't realize that. Jeez. New England, 30. They're terrible. Cleveland, yikes. 28, Buffalo. Ouch. That feels low.
I think it's spot on.
I guess the Jets have Garrett Wilson. Okay, Jets, Giants, maybe. Bears. And it, really, if we're thinking about it in terms of talent, that's a game changer because scheme, you know, is obviously a huge deal. The Saints, as he starts off, it's tough to figure out what to do with Chris Olave. Yeah. It feels like a guy that should maybe never play football again based on how many concussions that he's had. 23 is Denver. Who's Denver got? Is Denver really that much better than Buffalo?
No.
That feels.
They got Cortland Sutton, though.
Marvin Mims is nice as a gadget player. J.K. Dobbins. I mean,
outside of Josh Allen and James Cook, who do the Bills have? They got two good tight ends, Dalton Kincaid.
Yeah, it depends on how healthy the tight ends are. I mean, James Cook, though, is really, really good. Like, I know he's not running backs, is only waiting so much, but like, dang, James Cook's a good back. And they run him a lot. Like, that is the thing about running backs, right? Is like, yes, they are less valuable for a lot of reasons, which is a whole separate discussion, but they do touch the ball a lot depending on the offense. And he's like a 20 touch a game type of guy. So
yeah,
it seems like he should push the value up. Chargers with Ladd McConkey and company at 22. The Steelers at 21. I guess. DK's nice, but that seems high. The Raiders at 20. Obviously Brock Bowers is the feature piece there. I don't even know. Can I name a Raiders wide receiver? Who do they even have?
I don't know.
I mean, Brock Bowers is their number one guy. He should count more than the average tight end because he gets the ball a ton. They obviously also drafted Ashton Jeanty, and they have Raheem Mostert as well. So, like Jacoby Myers, Trey Tucker, not great. All right, so definitely we can squabble with some orders there. Seattle, he's got at 19, which is wild because they were 8-4 in 2024 and 2023, respectively. The DK, Tyler Lockett departure. They bring in Cooper Kupp. So we'll see how that works out with JSN. Jacksonville at 18. That's one that could, I'm not saying it's wrong. That's one that could look bad if Brian Thomas Jr. turns out to be what he was last year and Travis Hunter has a massive rookie year, but they're both super young. The Packers, they win the weirdest skill position group in the league. How many number two receivers can you have? The limit does not exist.
Nope.
All right. The Colts at 16. How do you, Mr. Colt, feel about the Colts at 16?
I mean, I think Jonathan Taylor sort of kind of gets disrespected. But I think outside of Michael Pittman, I think their receiving core have a lot to prove. And then the rookie, he also has a lot to prove too. So we'll see what Tyler Warren does. But I think this is okay, middle of the pack.
Yeah, it feels like there's actually not a ton of separate. Like, that's why someone like Jacksonville being where they are kind of surprises me, where I'm like, they just feel like their ceiling could be so much higher. I did like this part of the write-up from Barnwell. He goes, no other group of receivers suffers more because of its situation. The Colts dropped back for just 567 passes last season, the fourth lowest of any team, and nearly 21% of those passes were off target. So maybe the receiving group is better than we think. It's just the quarterback play was so poor that you don't really realize it. 15, the Arizona Cardinals. Have you seen the photos of Marvin Harrison Jr.? I know, like,
that dude
it's
is Jack.
I know that, like, we're not supposed to read too much into off-season photos, but, like, the side-by-sides of him last year compared to this year, holy cow.
I thought he was huge coming into the NFL. This guy.
I want to know how he moves, because, yeah, like, he looks like a Megatron robot type of dude. And it's, yeah, like, okay, well, if you move like Megatron Calvin Johnson, that's fine. If you're going to be super stiff, that's not ideal, but we'll see. He's clearly put some time into the gym. 14, Houston Texans. Obviously, I think they could be way higher if the injuries were good, and we'll see how the rookies are. They drafted both Jalen and Jaden from Iowa State. Jaden Higgins, Jalen Noel. They got Christian Kirk, which to me is like a great signing or a great acquisition for them. And obviously the star there is Nico Collins, and we'll see what happens with Tank Dell. Anthony, I hit it on the dot. The Commanders are 13.
Yeah, when you said 13, I was like, did you get a sneak peek of this article? But no, 13 was a great guess. Like, fantastic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And I think we're now in the area where, like, with Houston, with Washington, with whatever teams that I haven't said yet that are coming next, a lot of these teams in this area have the higher potential ceiling, depending on how some things go. You know, one thing Pizzuta said, because he wrote the FTN football, like the guys who run FTN are the guys who used to run Football Outsiders. So if you've ever heard of the Football Outsiders Almanac, then now it's now the FTN Almanac, and Dan helped write it this year. And he actually wrote the Commanders chapter. And he said as he was reviewing all the stuff, one, he actually went back and listened to some of the times that he was on the show because he was like, I wanted to remember what it was like to be in the moments for some of these games and some of these discussions. So, Anthony, if we have any weird podcast traffic, it's just Dan listening back to himself and our show from earlier this year, which is kind of funny. But larger picture on this season, he said when he was doing the homework on Debo, he's like, he actually was having a really good season until he got pneumonia. And he got pneumonia in the middle of the season. And while he was out, Brandon Ayuk got hurt, and he comes back, and obviously, like, pneumonia has long consequences, so he was sick, basically, like, his lungs weren't working properly for the rest of the year, and his body probably wasn't up to, like, normal amounts of energy, and the whole offense had changed. So he's pretty high on what Debo could be this year, which I thought was interesting. As for where Barnwell is, he had them 26th last year, 21st in 2023. He says the arrival of Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury leveled everyone up in Washington. Terry McLaurin, finally given a quarterback worthy of his talents, soared on a per-route basis. He finished 16th in yards per route run and nearly doubled his prior career high in touchdowns, racking up 13 before adding three more in the playoffs. He didn't set a career high in receiving yards by virtue of not getting the same target totals he saw at times in previous seasons, but he was at his most efficient best with improved quarterback play. He talks about how Olamide Zaccheaus and De'Ami Brown exceeded expectations. Noah Brown should return in a lesser role. The big addition is Debo, who averaged 110 scrimmage yards per game during his all-pro season in 2021 and 64 scrimmage yards per contest across his other five seasons. He's a true outlier in terms of generating yards after catch year after year, and he should fit well as a part of all the screens the Commanders run, but he also has had consistent issues with fumbles, drops, and injuries. Projecting a Samuel turnaround like the ones we saw for the reclamation projects of Zach Ertz and Austin Ekeler last season is more difficult considering he's leaving an offense built by Kyle Shanahan. Fair. Ertz and Ekeler back and Brian Robinson Jr. has developed into a reasonable between the tackles rudder, but I want to see whether this team's high 2024 draft picks develop. So that's Sinnott and Luke McCaffrey. And that's basically the main thing is like, how good are Sinnott and McCaffrey going to be? Do you get another year of Ertz and Ekeler type of production and Debo? So, like, to me, that's asking all the right questions, and it really comes down to when you put them versus some of the other questions this team in this area has, how likely you are to get yeses to one of them, two of them, all of them. If they're all, then you have a top 10 group. Like, if Debo's not, again, he's never doing 2021 again. That's a two of a kind season in NFL history based off some metrics that I don't remember off the top of my head, but I looked up a couple weeks ago. Terry, you're probably getting similar, I would hope, as long as he gets the same type of targets. You know, other guys I think can step up. But if you get good Debo, you get good Ertz, you get all this, like, this is a top 10 group. It's just, it feels like the chances that all goes right is slim to none. Now, the good news is I think they'll be good enough anyway, like the quarterback is good enough to elevate whatever they've got skill position wise, that they'll still be a playoff team. But I think this is totally fair in terms of the rankings. Like I don't know if we'll encounter a team in the final 12 that I'm like, that team is so definitively worse than the Commanders that this is a travesty.
Yeah, I like the little tier that the Commanders are in. And as you were talking about, you know, with some of the other teams, the Jags, and you know, the Raiders per se, or the Seahawks, a lot of those, it's tough to like really put them in the correct order when they're all in like the same bucket. So I think this bucket that we're in right now is perfect, and I think it's all ultimately going to come down to, you know, Cliff being able to, you know, utilize our guys' best assets. And I think he did a phenomenal job with that, you know, in terms of getting Ekeler the ball in space as opposed to like running him, you know, between the tackles and things of that nature. Granted, he did do it, but his best bet was, you know, getting him the ball in space. So I think with Debo, I think with Terry, I think Cliff is, you know, going to be himself and, you know, cook up some stuff.
For sure. All right. So then you've got Kansas City at 12, and to them, like, it really comes down to how good Rashee Rice is. They've got Xavier Worthy still, but like, if Rice is back and not suspended for most of the season, like, this group is probably fine. If not, like, I still think they have a lot to be desired. But they have a ton of injury stuff. Oh, that's a weird group. I could definitely see like Washington finishing way ahead of Kansas City, but
I don't know about way ahead. I mean, because you still got Travis Kelce.
It's more I see the downside to Kansas City. Like, if Rice has an 8-game suspension, Worthy is a more of a gadget player in his best use than he is like a true receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey's not Travis Kelce what he used to be, but is still good.
Yeah.
Like, is he what Ertz is last year? If so, like, that's a heck of a season, but like, it's not Travis Kelce that can carry an offense.
Yeah.
Then, like, how much better is that group really?
Yeah. So I would agree. Then Rice is probably the X factor that unlocks.
Yeah. And I would think, I'd be honest, like, I think Terry's better. Like, actually, I would probably put, if I'm being honest, I'd probably put Washington over Kansas City. Again, I don't feel like violently about it, but like, is Terry or Rashee Rice a better player? I think Terry's a better player.
I mean, yeah, Terry's definitely a better player, but I just look at their speed, though, also, man.
Their speed's crazy. It's
great.
You got
Worthy. Like, you got Hollywood Brown. Like, that's
scary. Never plays. And that's that's the other thing, too, is like, okay, the Debo versus Hollywood, who plays more games? That's not a bet I want to take on either side.
Yeah.
Based on the last couple of years. Dallas is 11. The upside there is obvious. The downside is also obvious. Dolphins, again, same thing. Falcons, they're good. They're deep. Drake London's fantastic. Baltimore, Zay, Henry, Andrews, Bateman, like, by the
likely.
Way. Yeah, likely. Bateman was awesome last year, by the way, low-key. Tampa is at 7, which almost feels low, but, like, Godwin coming off the injury and is older. Evans, older, but they still have a ton of depth. Minnesota, they've got JJ. Rams, they've got Puka and Devontae. That makes sense. San Francisco, again, it just comes down to the health. Like, I could see San Francisco dropping in this based off of health, but based off what they're capable of doing. I mean, Ayuk, McCaffrey, Kittle, they still have Juszczyk, who's like a weapon for them. You know, Juwan Jennings has turned into like an excellent receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So, got that. Bengals, duh. Lions, kind of duh. And then the Eagles have the number one with AJ and... I think that's about right. Again, I can quibble with none, but outside of like Buffalo being way lower than I think that they should be based off the teams around them and how much I like James Cook, I don't have any major gripes with that list, and I think Washington's right around where they should be.
Yeah, I mean,
which is much less fun than when we get to yell at the national media for being ridiculous.
No, for real.
All right, when we get back here on the Hoffman Show. We have for you a conversation with me, Logan Paulson, and Dan Pizzuta answering a mailbag question that we got. Speaking of answering your questions and responding to you, we have Never Read the Comments 1 hour from now. Also, 5 o'clock, massive scandal in the NFLPA. Kaylin Kaler from ESPN's reporting on it. She'll join us then. We're locked. We're loaded. We have a little Nats in the 6 o'clock hour. It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.